Dan was in his late 20s. Not the best-looking man for his age. But one day his father told him that he'd just been given a terminal diagnosis and would be dead within 2 years, and that Dan would inherit all the family's possessions worth, well, shall we say, several million pounds at least. And Dan thought, well, maybe I should get married and share this joy with someone else. So he was pondering this. A few weeks later at a business meeting, a woman came into the room in her late 20s, took his breath away, the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. And so after the meeting, he approached her with some level of trepidation. "I'm sorry, sir, but you are the most beautiful person I've ever seen. And I'm in a bit of a quandary because I would love for us to get married. Now, I know I'm a plain-looking person, but I'm due to inherit a large amount of money in the near future." She said, "Well, let me think it over at least," she said. "Give me your card." So he gave him a business card. And she said, "Well, I will think about it." And of course, as you can imagine, it was less than 3 months later when the wedding happened and she married his father. You see, sometimes people are more astute at dealing with things like that than other things. And that's what the gospel is telling us. It's asking us to realize what we have and what we've got and how we use it. So, what are our treasures? What are the things we value? You know? If the house is burning down, what are you going to rush in and pick up again before it goes? Because when you recognize those things, you start to recognize where your values are. Because whatever your treasures are, they are your treasures. They are what you see as important. Now, you may have a nice little Monet picture above your fireplace at home, you know, or a nice little Ming vase somewhere or other, you know, things like that. But what are your real treasures? And they're different for all of us, but they give us an insight into what we really treasure, what we really value. And is God in that? Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe not in an obvious way. It may not be a holy picture that is one of your treasures. But we all have different ones. I'll show you one of mine, because it holds a deep place in my heart. It may not look much, but it's one of my greatest treasures. It's not worth a lot of money. You know, it wouldn't be on the Antiques Roadshow. It wouldn't be in cash in the attic. You know, if I put it in a junk shop, I'd like to get £5 for it. But it means an awful lot to me. It's a picture. It's an image of a house, peasant's house in Bosnia. And I was a chaplain in the army, and I spent time in Bosnia during the war in the early days, and in Croatia as well. And that was given to me by an orphanage that I worked with, just going and visiting them and giving them a bit of time and helping them in various ways. And that's what they presented me with as I was leaving. Not something that I can put in the bank, not something that's worth a fortune, but that's one of my treasures, because I knew that what I had done had helped them, because that's what that told me. They appreciated my time and my effort. And it is asking us where our treasures are. What are they? Would we show them to other people? Do we have them locked away in a vault somewhere? Are your treasures your bits of jewelry which are locked in a box and stashed away where no one can find it, just in case anyone breaks into your house? Are those the real treasures? Or are your treasures other things? Is it the holiday? Is it the car? Is it the house? Are those treasures? Or is it your children? Or your grandchildren? Are those surely more important treasures because you can love them and appreciate them? They take all your money, they take most of your time, but you still love them and appreciate them. And that's what a real treasure is about. It's about time. Giving quality time. Because time is the one thing that we all have. We've all got the same 24 hours in a day. And our treasures then dictate where we spend that time and how we spend that time. You know, is it a quick phone call to someone? Or is it a real visit to someone? Is it a perfunctory kiss on the cheek to a child before they go to bed? Or is it a real hug and realize what a treasure God has given you? And if we do that with those we love, then the other question obviously has to be asked. Where is God? How much time, how much quality time do we give to God? Is he just a passing thought in the day? Or do we treasure him so much that we give him back some of the time he has given us? I mean, if our aim is to spend eternity with God, to be in his presence every moment for the next billion years, or are we somehow hoping that when we get to heaven, we can go off on holiday and leave him behind for a while? You know, if we're going to spend eternity with God, we need to make sure we spend time with him on earth so that we can realize that he is our treasure, so that we can understand what it is we're aiming for, to spend that time with him. So you can't serve two masters. No one can. So the gospel asks the question, who is my master? What is my treasure? And never, ever, ever choose something that is likely to be passing away in the blink of an eye. Love is eternal, and God is love.